Yo, 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 we are back. I am back, Running Point, on the Skulky Head Talking Podcast. I'll be a host this week. Your normal guy, AK Aaron Kirkpatrick, is living it up in Las Vegas this weekend for the F1 Formula race. So I had to shake off the rust and bring the people what they wanted. I want to thank AK, Aaron, and Costa for doing this every week. I know it's hard to fit the schedules together and whatnot. But you know, I stepped down this year because I wanted to be a listener and enjoy it from that perspective. And I have to say, it's been very enjoyable. I look forward to listening to you guys banter about this nonsense every week. But again, it sucks that AK isn't here today. There's lots to discuss about with all the trades that went down. But Mehdi and I are going to do our best to break it all down for you. And who knows, maybe KG might even show up too.
Plotaroo.
The man, the myth, the legend. What's going on, Mehdi? I'm great. I'm excited to record this pod after all the stuff that went down this week.
Yeah, a couple things happened this week, huh?
Yeah, I would say a few. I don't know. It's crazy because it is so stupid, but it definitely makes our league more fun. You know.
Obviously, this is my first time in the league. I would say this is. Before we get into all this. It's cool to, like, I've been in a few leagues. This is by far the most active. And it's also in good fun. Like, people, like, talk shit or whatever. But, like, you know, it's like, it's all love out there, right? But it's definitely interesting, so.
Yeah, for sure. I think we have good intentions for it. And like Aaron said, we're going to keep trying to tweak it. But there's still no right answer. And we're always going to be. Kind of, you know, we do this though for the entertainment, man.
Yeah.
It's not like anyone's like mortgage is on the line. This is for the equivalent of going to a man dinner, which one's coming up that I just committed to. Where are you that night?
So I am slated to do some volunteering. It's Thanksgiving weekend, right? So, it is possible I will be at like a shelter. That evening, but if I'm not, and it happens to be during the day, I'm definitely in.
So you're saying there's a chance we might have an eighth bib, if you will.
Yeah.
I found out what that means. You know what that means?
Yeah. What is a bib? I don't even know.
I don't know. I kind of feel like I'm like I was told in secrecy, and you maybe have to show up for the dinner to find out.
That's fair.
But shit, let's jump into it. And like I mean, you talked before, we'll just touch on the matchups of that. We can break down the trades, but let's get right into our matchup last week. I know last week you said that we were calling the upset and that I was gonna knock you out of first place, which I did. I'll tell you what, I was going into last week after coming off of like a 70-point week thinking I was gonna lose again, and I was gonna actually have my back against the wall with Josh and his rars, you know, slowly creeping up on me. So the fact that I ended up pulling out this victory and you know, pretty much solidifying my playoff spot, kind of changed my this week. I was not planning on being this aggressive as of a buyer. You know, win's a win, right?
Yeah, you got good quarterback play. I mean, and that really – You kept up with my guys, who I thought were gonna play well, and they did. I mean, they played decently well, and the rest of my team really kind of shit the bed. You know, it's just I had a feeling it was coming, and really it wasn't that bad. I mean, 130 points is all right.
No, you still got the victory point, and it was funny that all the six current playoff teams got the victory point. You were the only team that didn't get the victory point and the win. That knocked you out of first place too, but there's gonna be
unfortunately.
It's gonna be more like that though. The last 4 weeks, it's gonna be very important not to shit the bed during the week because all these divisions are so close. If you shit the bed, you could drop 2 points and that can lose you the bye week because I think all six teams are in play for a bye week. Even Aaron, very unlikely, but like crazier shit that has happened.
Yeah, I mean, forecasting, he's going against me, and he's projected higher, and I just lost Andrews for who knows how long. So, you know, that's not looking good for my team right now, too. So we'll give that prediction later. But
Yeah, but Aaron also has, I think he's the only one that has to play all playoff teams remaining. Oh, I mean, he might play Turb, and Turb just became a seller. But still, he's, I think he might have the hardest remaining schedule. So I think he's got the tallest task to make. I think it's pretty much between you and Jeff for the final buy spot, or for your buyer's buy spot. But yeah, any other games that were meaningful last week? I think mine and yours is the only one. You know, I think moving forward, I hope, you know, Aaron will just discuss the playoff games, the teams that play each other. It's kind of nonsense to talk about, you know, some of these matchups of, you know, teams that don't have anybody significant playing. But I don't really see any other matchups that I wanted to discuss. Scoreboard, is there anyone you wanted to talk from last week?
Yeah, I mean, Costa had a close matchup. He pulled it out like we kind of thought he would, and that was closer than expected. But other than that, everything pretty much went as you'd expect.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, it's going to be more of that moving forward. And when we talk about the matchups this week, we'll probably skip over the obvious ones or the meaningless ones. Any transactions that stood out to you? Stood out because there's one that was kind of obnoxious.
We're not talking about trades, just the waiver move.
Yeah.
Let me see. Actually, what do we have here? Which one stood out?
My bid for a defense.
What did you do?
I mean, at this point, since I was making all these trades, I had no use for anyone that was not on a roster right now. So I had all this money. I secured my defense for the playoffs. They got a couple of nice matchups come playoff time. You know,
dude, that's a great pickup. Actually, I mean, I didn't really catch that. I mean, Chiefs are they're the best defense in the league right now.
Yeah, they're Super Bowl contenders because of their defense, not so much because of Mahomes and his high powered offense. They've got like the Patriots and I want to say the Raiders, maybe two like pretty good matchups in the playoffs where you know, I don't have to worry about streaming. You know, like I noticed like Costa, like even everyone, like the playoffs are set pretty much now, and guys are like picking matchups for this week. Like the game doesn't matter this week. You know, you should be locking your lineup in for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, Philly's a tough one this week. Yeah. But after that, it looks pretty smooth. Man, and your playoff matchups are stacked up too. Look at that. Wow.
I definitely put in a lot of thought into everything that went down this week. So
yeah,
hoping to get an asterisk next to my next championship.
There we go. I like it.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I think Ty Chandler was a good pickup also. I know Turb spent $131 on him. If Matt takes a concussion, Ty Chandler against the Broncos is slam dunk. But, so now let's get to the juice of what we want to talk about. What everyone wants to talk about.
Are we going over matchups, or we just go straight into
I think maybe we should talk about the trades now. And then that'll lead into, you know, now that we talked about matchups going forward.
I like that. All right. So what do we have? I mean, let's save the best for last, right? You know, obviously I made a trade. So, all right, I will say this. Like, it's pretty obvious what's happening in the league. And, you know, I was kind of like avoiding it a little bit last week. You know, like we're throwing around some numbers and some offers and, you know, talking to a few people, and you know, I kind of like, I think we all saw where this was going. And you know, I threw out like what I thought was like a respectable offer to Joey on mine. You know, and we obviously have like a little side deal, which, you know, of course was started by the one and only DDs for Life over there. Right. So we do have a side deal operating on that one. And but you know, I just thought it gave me depth. And my whole thing with this is like, I like my team. I don't love my team. Obviously in first, second place or whatever, like they've been performing all year, but I'm going for depth because I think there's two or three teams that are just their rosters are better than mine, you know, the top 10. And I need to be healthy and have a full roster to have a chance at this year. Right. Like, guys came in with big draft dollars, especially the guy in my division. And I'm only hoping that he gets hurt. And that was before he made some big trade. And now his depth is just unbelievable. So that's how my trade went down. I was thinking depth over, you know, getting like the ultimate player on my team, and just making sure I can fill a roster and hoping for injury later.
And I think you accomplished that for sure. I mean, Breece Hall, the only problem with the Jets, and I think Joey probably had a deal lined up with you, and then he came to me, and because he offered basically the same thing but for $18, so he probably had your deal in lined up, and then asked me, and I was like, I can't take on Hall. I have Wilson, who the Jets the Jets don't score touchdowns, so I'm not going to roster two guys that don't score touchdowns. So, you know, I told him not to do that. But like Pittman's a target monster, which like he might not have that like ability to score you 35 points, but if you put him in your lineup, like he's going to get you the 15 points.
He's going to get 15.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, and that's going to not sink your team, and you just need someone else to hit. And you have plenty of guys on your team that can hit. Yeah, I think you spending, you're going to, I don't know if you're going to still be a buyer because it looks like your roster is, you don't really have any holes. But like you still have the ability to buy the trade down. That's why another thing that blows my mind is that why are, and again, Jeff did this last year where he started trading at week four. Like I know the trading window is open, but like there's still 2 weeks until the trade deadline, two NFL weeks, so much can change, injuries and all this stuff. And as soon as they started making, I don't know if it was Jeff that made the first trade. I think might have been Aaron, but I feel like as soon as that ball dropped, I think that just changed everything. And they set the market too. Jeff's complaining about like why players went for this. You trading Amon-Ra St. Brown for $23 probably screwed you over because I never would ever consider spending that much on like in my mind when I knew that we had $40 to spend. I was going to try to get as many players as I can for as cheap as possible. Because if you think about it, you know how many players are available off of the teams that aren't in the playoffs? So that was my strategy going in, is get guys kind of cheap. And that's kind of worked out for me. I've got four guys for $8, pretty much $8 a piece. And, you know, Costa did the different thing. He went for bigger, pretty good studs. You know, I feel like I got more like role players and depth, kind of like what you were going for.
Yep. I mean, I think we're probably in the same boat where like we're kind of looking up at these teams.
For sure.
I think KG's team is fucking scary. They are scary, right? Just like Jeff's team. And I think those are the front runners. Mietel's team has quietly put up the biggest points all year. Which is he did it, which is unbelievable. He's probably like roster manager of the year this year to put up those numbers, the way that he drafted and what the expectations were, which is phenomenal. But I mean, we're kind of looking for the same thing. And I was thinking after this trade went down, like I threw in Pittman just because like, I was like, all right, well, if I'm going to do this, like you don't need these guys anyways, you're maxed out. Just give me Pittman. Because I had another spot I could fill. And I was thinking about this afterwards. Like I thought I waited a week and maybe caught better deals. But the longer you wait, you're going to get even better deals.
Right.
And I also thought I kind of set the trend where, like, you know, then Ross had threw in two players as I threw in one, and he kind of did the same thing. So I, you know, Sleeper kind of did that with Pittman, but that's like he's not a factor in the
right. Yeah, and Jeff was going for like the number one quarterback in the league, you know, like the potential MVP as a throw in. But I think Jeff has definitely walked the line a lot in this, and he caused a lot of the controversy. And Aaron's giving him credit and saying, "Oh, he's a great business mind." But like, he's the one that blew up his team in week four, which like just like having integrity for like he basically did that because he didn't want to have to manage his team anymore. That was selfish of him. And then this year, starting the buyback thing, like it should be an unwritten rule. That's basically collusion. That's like the old school version of collusion of like, hey, I'm gonna you sell me this player and then I'll give you some of my winnings. Like he's colluding. Like I feel like we in year two or three, like we address this like, dude, don't collude in this league. Don't be a little bitch. But you know, like
that's a fair point. Yeah. I will say coming into this, before you said that, I would say I really don't have any qualms with like these people making these moves, because we don't have rules in place, right? Like, we have a high powered attorney that can put rules in place in this league, and I think we need to use him.
And he offered his services too.
He did. Yeah. And I mean, like, dude, the NFL has a 250 page rule book. And I think, what is it? Most of the rest are like attorneys actually in the NFL too. Like, we might need to incorporate this system into our league, because it's very complicated at this point. So,
yeah. So there's one team that we didn't touch on, and I think he's like a sleeping giant, and that's Aaron's team with the running back stable he has now. Old man Keenan Allen is a fucking stud. And his quarterbacks, Dak Prescott, is like somehow a legit quarterback now, and he's got a great matchups coming up. Like, Aaron's team's kind of scary, and if he pulls off another championship, be the first to win back to back, would be pretty impressive, especially after coming into this season with no draft dollars.
No draft dollars, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, like, I mean, him and Mitchell, they were in the championship game against each other last year, and they both were like buyers at the end. I think Aaron was the last one to make a deal, and he had some extra money to spend. He bought Jefferson and Kirk Cousins from Turb. But I'm glad I don't, if I face him, I have to face him in a championship game, but his team's pretty scary too. And that was one team he didn't mention.
Yeah. Actually, looking at this roster, I mean, it's pretty stacked up. I mean, actually, I've been looking at it because I'm playing him this week, and like, I know I'm going to go 6-0 the rest of the way or whatever it is. Or I think I will.
This would be the one week you won't.
This would be the one week that I'm worried about and trying to get that bye, and I don't think it's going to happen anymore. I mean, foreshadowing it, Aaron's going to win this week. It looks pretty good for him, especially with Andrews going down.
Yeah. The Andrew injury looked really bad at first, because he was like laying there and it looked like he like was in a lot of pain. They went to commercial and they came back and he was walking off. My guess is it's like a high ankle sprain, which probably means IR, kind of like a Herbert thing where he can come back in 4 weeks, which would bring him back to you for the playoffs. But you're not, even if you're out that long and you're not as affected the first couple of weeks, it's kind of dangerous spot to be in for you. It's unfortunate. But you know, there's you can maybe find like a tight end diamond in the rough there.
I'm gonna have to pick up Evan Ingram, who my opponent just dropped. So
Someone dropped Evan. He's a solid guy. I got him in the G League.
Aaron dropped him today.
Oh wow.
Yep.
Yeah, crazy. But I don't know. You probably didn't see it. It probably got buried. But I had this idea. So the thing I like most about the DDs, and especially at the end of the year, is that like if you make the playoffs, you get to, everyone should have the chance to like make their team better, add more depth. It makes watching fantasy football for those in the playoffs more enjoyable. So I suggested on GroupMe, and it kind of got buried with all the other drama. But it's like if you make the playoffs, then the week that the playoffs start, there's a draft, and all the teams that didn't make the playoffs, they get to assign their own value for their players and put them up for be able to get drafted. And then whoever has the best record gets the first choice of which player they want. And you have a $40 budget, and you can, depending on how many players or people put up for bids, you can have 2-3 rounds of it where you get to add people. And then basically the players that do make the playoffs, they'll get draft dollars based on the price that they set on the players. Like if you have one or two good players, maybe you have to price them at 15. If you have like five, usable players, you can price them cheaper and maybe people will buy them. I think that'd be fun if we all got together to do something like that, then where you can both booster your roster going into the playoffs, and then other people would be able to get their draft dollars. I don't know. It's probably too complicated, but I think that would be a legit way to do it and kind of be fun, because that'd be like having a draft. Like Jeff would be the number one pick. He'd be able to pick any of that was offered out there, whatever price someone else set for him, and you go, everyone gets a shot at it.
It's interesting, really. That is an option. I mean, I still think we need to make some kind of limitation where it's just like one player you get or something like that. You know, like just rosters are like completely revamped for some of these teams out there right now, and it's just like what you drafted is completely not what you have now, right? It sounds kind of like the G League. I think, not knowing what's going on.
To be honest with you, the G League is amazing, and I want to incorporate some part of that into like this.
That's
part
what
of
you're
the
trying
league.
To do.
It is pretty much, yeah. And you can't. I mean, I guess you could do like a free agent bid, but I like the rewarding the team that had the best record or the most points. They get the first pick out of any of those players, and then you get to as a loser. You get to set the value for what you think you should get for your players. And then if you're too greedy and you put your guys for like $25 and no one buys them, then you don't get any money. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. So here was one of the things I was thinking about too, right? Like I think we need to make a weekend out of this and actually have these discussions, which we'll never do.
Nope.
But you know, like this is we'll remember this, right? Where we should remember this because, like, we've got an opportunity to make some changes, and I'm sure, like, we're all going to get busy and we're not going to think about this. But I think that we need to start punishing. Like, we've talked about, like, you know, like, if your team, you know, like, if you're in last place, you know, you get deducted, you know, $5, $10, whatever, right? Like, for two reasons, because it makes people at least stay involved. And then stops people from trading too early. But there needs to be like punishment, for where you end up. Right. Because like, we see this, like with low draft dollars, these two teams have become like two of the best teams in the league with Aaron and Mitel. So you have to stay invested in the league and you can always rebound, right? The waiver wire is a crazy place. You never know what's going to happen out there. So,
and like, I think both Aaron and Mitel, who came in the league with like three players, and those three players all hit. They all were good this year. And Mitel does a tremendous job of picking up defenses and kickers. Like I feel like every time he makes a move, I looked at his move this week. I'm like, why would he pick the Vikings and the Broncos are. The Broncos are playing good. They just beat two good teams. The Vikings get to the quarterback, and they're a sneaky good team. And I guarantee you, meet the line to something, and Minnesota will put up good points. It's just like he doesn't. I don't know if he gets lucky or if he's got some type of resource of telling him who to pick up. But I'm impressed with his. I don't know what to call it. I've been really, 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 really bad this year. I feel like every move I make for a defense or kicker is. I mean, I'm getting like 10 to 15 points combined from those two guys. Well, meanwhile, Aaron gets like 40 a week from both his kicker and defense.
Yeah, can't wait for that this week.
Yeah, against Carolina. Yeah, I think that was when we talk about it, I kind of think that's the difference maker. But, yeah, I mean, I think you can definitely manage your team and find a couple players off the waiver wire. I think Mitel got a little complacent with some of his players, and that's why his team was at least we thought they were going to fall off. But you know, he just made a huge move and got two starting running backs, which fixes a lot of problems.
Yeah, it's Mitel's done a great job, man.
Yeah,
that's all I can say.
Round of applause for him. All right. Yeah, so let's get into this Jeff and Turbin, this last deal. So did you negotiate with Turbin at all?
Yeah, I did. And one of the things I was thinking was, like, I don't want to sell myself this whole year. And, like, I really just didn't want to go into, like, the second year of this thing, like, new in the league. And I want to be, like, competitive. And I'm just thinking, man, I don't really want to start with, like, $160. So I personally wasn't, maybe I am now. We'll see how this week goes. Like, I wasn't interested in using my whole $40 and, like, you know, potentially even like making a trade. I was even thinking about maybe like trying to sell a couple people and get some draft dollars in at the same time. Right.
Yeah,
like just with having a little bit of depth, and kind of flipping it. But it's going to be really tough with just like how top heavy we've gotten. But yeah, I did. I mean, I was throwing out some like, lewd numbers to Turb and just like saying like, well, you know, go sell to the people that are willing to buy. And you know, lo and behold, there was one more that was willing to buy for quite a bit more than any of us were. So
Yeah, and I don't understand the urgency that some of these guys, like the guys that I dealt with, were just like, I just want to be done with this. I want to get my $40 and I want to be done. And like, I was like, there's so much time left. There's so much more that can happen in the next 2 weeks. Like, yeah. People that still have money, you have money left. You have an injury already, where it's like, Andrews might be out. Like, it's not the best. It's not the best position, because it's not after Andrews. It's kind of a cliff you jump off of. But like. Yeah. You know, in the next couple of weeks, and you know, I still have a couple of hours left. If something happens to me, I've already targeted a couple of players that I think could help me out in the playoffs. And I don't know. I don't know why people were so eager to sell right away. But
yeah, I mean, with Turbin, it's like he even was saying like this isn't going to happen for this week, right? Like this is going to happen for next week. And I was like, yeah, that's not really interesting. And especially, like, really what I was thinking was, like, man, there's, like, 3 or 4 weeks of regular season. And I think – doesn't Jamar have a bye?
I think Lamar does.
Lamar has a bye. Okay, yeah. So, like, there were still a couple byes in there or something. And it was just, like, it just didn't seem worth throwing all that money at them. Yeah. But, you know, there are some, like, serious players in that trade. And also, it's, like, I can't help but think about like the integrity of what's happening in here and like coming in like the first year and like making these like ridiculous moves and just, you know, it is not, the regular season is not fun. Like the next 4 weeks just are going to suck. You know, like it's not,
I don't know. I think I might enjoy watching my team just score a bunch of points.
Fine.
I will,
right?
Enjoy that.
You know, but like, there's no parity. There's no question of what's going to happen, right? Like, we just know, we know who the playoff teams are. We might be on your side. You're looking at who's going to take that buy down. On our side, I'll be honest. Like, I don't think we're looking at that. We know what 1, 2, 3 is going to be. It's just a matter of like, you know, what's going to happen on your side with the buy.
Well, so it looks like Joe Burrow's hurt too.
Yeah. Burrow's hurt. So Lamar got hurt.
That's a big hit to Jamar Chase too.
So, oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Yeah. I didn't really want to buy this early. And like, even when I started talking with people, most of my conversation was like, I'm not ready to pull a trigger. But as soon as other people started making deals, it kind of, I guess, panicked me to make me pull the trigger on some of these. But
yeah, it forces your hand.
Yeah. That's why, I mean, that was the problem last year, is because it was week four, and Jeff blew up his team. So, and I guess we changed it this week to, you know, week six, which no one really did anything until, you know, ago. But I think that's an issue. That's what, another thing that my idea kind of resolves, where everyone's got to keep playing their roster. You set up where if you're in last place in the regular season before everyone trades a team, nobody, you know, you still have to manage your team to not come in last place. And then that we can implement the punishments.
Or you get a punishment. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if we're going to do all this, like this is like, you know, European soccer, right? Like this is like, what is it called when the last four teams or whatever, I can't remember the term.
Relegation.
This is like our form of relegation.
That was a option that I don't know if I came up with or someone else came up with for last place punishment. Like we can find someone to fill you in. You have to sit out a year, and then whoever comes last next year, you're not kicked out of the league, but you have to sit out a year for sucking.
Yeah, I mean that's an option too. But like I think the punishment thing is a nice little.
And I think we decided on it. We at the draft. We talked about it for 45 seconds. And then I think someone made it, no urgency. Like the punishment's not going to go into effect until next season. Like let's just drink and have a good time. Like, but I definitely think that, a punishment needs to be solidified. For sure.
Yeah.
But last thing I want to comment about, Turbin and Jeff, I feel like I said this to a couple people that Jarrett just got bullied, negotiated by Rossett. I mean, at least when Turbin gave me his explanation of why he gave up everything, I was just like, wow, Jeff must have had you by the nuts. He's like, he had all the leverage. I'm like, what are you talking about? Jeff was so panicked that someone else was going to get chased, and you just gave in to him. But
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And then, yeah, and the fact that neither of them had – it was all they were just thinking about themselves. They didn't think the league if they made a move like that. And, like, I think that Lamar and Chase for 12, it was kind of fleece term. If it was more towards what Jeff had left, 17, then I feel like, yeah, all right, he spent his budget. He got three great players. Fine. But – The Jeff's whole being upset about the $40 cap is communist or whatever and like that. No, he just read the market wrong, spent too much on St. Brown, and then yeah. Everyone else got a better deal. So that was on him, not foreseeing it, because he knew the rules of $40 and he should have, you know, planned and negotiated better. So that's my thought.
I mean, he's planned and negotiated pretty well, though. I will give him that.
Yeah, he made up for
this. This is unbelievable. Yeah.
I mean, if he didn't make this move, which I knew he was going to because he still had money left, but if he, like, stopped at St. Brown and was like, my team's good enough, like, he overspent on him, do good enough. So.
Yeah. But, I mean, the other – like, we got to look at the other side of this and just say that, you know, this is a capitalist market.
Yeah.
And – you know, he's the Rams, right? They went all in for 1 year, and they won the ship, and it was all worth it, right? So, right now on paper, it really looks like he made the right moves, and it's going to work out. But you never know what's going to happen, right? So,
I don't
see what'll happen.
If I was to bet on this, I would take the field if it was him or the field, but. I don't think he is that now that everyone's bolstered the roster. I don't think he's that hands down far. I think he, you know, he's up towards the top, but I don't think he's like hands down in favor to win it. No, you?
Yeah, you always go the field. You never know with injuries. Yeah, yeah. And like, man, he has so many players. Like, you got to make the decisions that, and it's almost like a position. This is a luck thing, right? It's all about luck.
For sure.
And, you got to make the right decisions on these, you know, on he's got the four best quarterbacks or whatever he's got.
Yeah, he's got three now. Yeah. And when I first saw the trade, I was like, okay, he just got two players that he can't even use. And now he's got to make the right decision. And I was like, maybe that's a good thing for him. Again, like, yeah, there's the integrity of the league. And I'm glad that they at least took a step back and they both realized that they.
Oh yeah, I keep forgetting. I keep forgetting they went back on. I almost don't even want that. Just take everybody, right? Just let it be what it was, and let's see where the chips fall. You know, like he took his best shot, and it was a good shot. And I would rather just see him just have all of it personally. But let's see what happens.
And then there's one other guy. No radio silence. Where is Josh?
Isn't this always Josh?
I don't know, man. Like he's been quiet for a long time. Is he live? No, I talked to him. I talked to him about the ski trip. Yeah, he's totally on. He's like, should we find someone else to replace him? Quiet.
I mean, that's up to him.
Yeah, it's true. We didn't kick Fred out. And Fred was more involved than Josh. Fred just kind of forgot to set his line up a couple times.
Doesn't sound like Fred.
Fred had some bad luck too, though, because he'd always have like, that's another great thing about my idea. I'm just loving my idea about this draft at the end of the year, but because you have like these players that if they were studs, but he had nothing else around him, or you can get something for it. You know, at the end of the year, look forward to. And then you're going to have the teams that didn't make the playoffs get a little advantage by, you know, I hope you got enough people can kind of support me on that idea. But, and we can get together for it, like sometime in, you know, when the playoffs start in the, you know, beginning of December, have a man dinner where we do the draft. I mean, that'd be like the draft's the best part. We're creating a second draft.
Just another reason, guys.
Yes.
Could be. Yes. Could be. Yes.
Well, I think that we touched pretty much everything, no?
I mean, pretty much, yeah. We have a lot to discuss this off season.
Yeah, but so it's been like this. It's like this every year, And especially during like this time when everyone's still engaged and the playoffs are, you know, approaching, but then you start losing interest from people that are out of it. And then the season ends and no one talks about it. And then we bring it up again in March and nobody remembers what we were arguing about.
Yeah.
So we've been through
recency bias. They don't remember what we just dealt with. So, right.
But you know what? It's stupid, but it's fun. I don't know. I enjoyed it. It is stupid. The whole game of fantasy football, if you think about it, is stupid.
It is stupid.
And we're just making it stupider.
But I will say this. This is the most fun, maybe first year. I don't know. But this is the most fun I've had in a league. Like, this is great.
Awesome. Yeah. I love it. I think you were an A-plus addition. I mean, this is, your third appearance on the pod. I think I'm happy to have you. Nothing against Fred. Love Fred, but you are a great addition to the league.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. Cool. So I tried something new. Work, I don't think. I put on GroupMe. I created a new group. I said, leave your messages here, and we could talk about it on the podcast. And it's radio silent on there too. So
really?
Yeah. I did it like as we started. So I don't know, maybe in the future we could do something like that. Nobody left any comments. So we'll see. We'll talk about the matchups and maybe something will pop up. But I don't know if that was a bad idea. Couldn't hurt to try.
Whatever. Good idea.
I tried. All right. This week's matchups. Why don't we start with
let's start with the dumpster fire.
You want to start with the dumpster fire?
There's two dumpster fires. Let's go Bibman and Way of the Shark. 91.7 versus 83.7. This is a real barn burner.
The question is, does Steve put in a running back?
See, okay, here's the next thing. All right, this brings us to another point. I've been in leagues where if you don't set your lineup where you don't have a player in there that is going to produce or notify the rest of the group, you get a fine. And that can either be draft dollars or actual dollars.
Yeah, we did that in the past. It didn't stop Fred, anyone, Fred, from not setting his lineup. I think it might have helped others, but yeah, it was still an issue. It was also like this game, like there's no reason because there's no punishment for Steve to set his lineup, right?
Yeah, but integrity of the league. I mean, it's something we could think of. I will definitely bring it up.
Yeah, but I think punishment resolves that.
Okay.
I think about. Yeah, I know.
The question on this. So I'm going to go with Grant on this one just because there's no running back in the other lineup. Although, man, the best player on the field is Devontae.
He's been struggling, though.
He's been struggling.
He just doesn't have a quarterback. Excuse me. His quarterback isn't good enough.
He's got the mutton for Sutton, though. He's got O'Connell versus Adams, you know. Like, let's see if they can do something here. So, we'll see. The other question on this is, okay, between the two matchups, is the highest point scorer going to outscore these games in total?
Combined?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think so, too. It's going to be interesting.
Steve's starting O'Connell and DeVito. Wow.
Yep.
I mean, Grant's picked up Thompson DTR.
I mean, fuck it. Let's just move on this game.
Yeah, I don't know why. I kind of mentioned beforehand we weren't going to talk about these games. It didn't matter, but I do. Though, let's talk about them. next dumpster fire.
The next one is where is my Dobbins versus middle class men? All right. Gus Edwards is having a decent game. Justin Fields coming back. Myers might actually put up some points.
Dude, Myers always puts up points.
Yeah, he finds a way.
This is one of his down years for sure, but you haven't been in this league. This guy, he's usually what Mitchell does, where he's got three studs that you can not start anyone else and he's still going to beat you.
Yeah.
Didn't have that much luck this year. But, and same with Joey. This is crazy because these two guys are usually pretty competitive. To see them, and they got high projections for being teams that are sellers. That's pretty good. Good for them.
Yeah, nice job.
I like. I'm gonna go with Daniel though.
Okay.
Just because the projection is 18.8 versus 15.4. That's my hardcore analysis of ESPN's projections.
All right. What's next? Should we go to your matchup?
We can go to my matchup.
All right. Team RAR versus Ruski Running Backs. All right.
What do you think of that new team name?
You know, I think my team name is the best. Some hidden meanings in there and everything, but
I've got a couple of meanings in mind.
Yeah, Ruski's pretty good. I like it.
Take out the S.
Yeah, I get it. I know. I mean, yeah.
I got all the rookie running backs.
Yeah. Clever.
I guess it's not that good.
You're not playing all the rookie running backs, though. You got to get the third one. Oh, is he on bye?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind. All right. Next week you will. That'll be sick.
Actually. I'm not going to start him now.
Oh, you're okay. Well, we'll see. You never know what happens in a week. So. Yeah. Your squad's looking real good. Nice pickups. A-Chain coming back. Let's see what happens. This is going to be interesting to see. I mean that could have shockwaves for the rest of the league. So I'm closely watching what your team does this week, especially with Kyler too. I mean you're on the uptick. Purdy looked good finally after a few rough weeks, so we'll see.
Yeah, and then again, Josh is kind of. I think he'll change. He's been good about setting his lineup. He's got a player on bye, but like I don't think he's. I mean, yes, he put in Calvin Ridley, but Tennessee's. I mean, the Jaguars have obviously let him down, and he'll probably never hear the end of it now for probably the rest of his life.
Yep.
But I feel pretty good that I'll win this. Not that it matters, but. I'm definitely anxious to see how they use A-Chain. I mean, he was so dominant. Like, he's got 12.1 yards per carry. I mean, every time he rushes the ball, it was a first down.
Insane.
So, yeah, looking forward to see how that plays out. We got – which would this talk about Turbin versus Jeff, which would have been a very interesting matchup because Jarrett was still – and this is something Costa wanted us to talk about, is him selling and only being four victory points out of it with four games left, which means he had definitely had a chance. I know Jared, talking with Jared, he had a couple of buys coming up with Burrow and even Barkley. But I feel like you could have still been a buyer, plugged in those buys and still been, you know, had a chance at winning it, especially with Aaron's really difficult schedule. But he already made it his decision, and this game – won't be competitive now because of it. Jeff obviously will win. Yeah. The only question is if he gets most points this week.
Yeah, and I mean, this just like insult to injury here, literally, right? Like, I mean, he had the second most draft dollars. This should have been the matchup of the week coming in. Right. Like, this was going to be huge in this week to have this matchup with those two teams coming in and just – you know, just selling right before it to the guy that's got all the draft dollars. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It just doesn't look good right now. So
no, and I mean those guys, yeah, and yeah, more collusion. Those guys are pretty good friends. Like,
yeah. Turb, I hope you're getting a lot of Listerine for this. Okay, I hope he's refilling the closet.
I don't even want to know about the secret behind the scenes deals. Sheesh. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're not cheating, you're not trying, though, right? let's before we get to the best matchup what we can I get yours is pretty damn good too, you and Aaron. You wanna
let's go over Aaron. I mean, you know, I foreshadow it. I'm going Aaron on this one. Dak is fucking on fire. I stand by my Montgomery pick. I think Gibbs is the guy over there. If you take away Montgomery's 75-yarder last week, it's pretty, you know, pretty standard middle-of-the-road game. Man, this is a tough one. Yeah, I think he's still going to take it this week. I'm going to eat my words for talking about
So I had something, some notes I wrote down, but I can't get my computer frozen. So I looked at the matchups. I looked at the games that had meaning.
Okay.
And I looked at your matchup, and I looked into the Dak Prescott will come down, back down to earth. He's been scorching hot, but most of those games are at home. Carolina has been sneaky good the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yep.
I think they've given up less than 160 yards passing, and okay. they were the last team to shut down C.J. Stroud, who only had 140 yards passing against them. So this being on the road, I think Dallas is kind of where they kind of overlook, you know, an opponent, Arizona, where they think it's an automatic win and they don't show up. So I don't think Dak, you know, carries him like he does before. I think Vegas also is a tough matchup for Tua. But I mentioned this earlier. I think the difference is going to be Dallas's defense. If they're going to beat Carolina, it's probably going to be because of their defense. Defense can give them 30 points. You're not going to be able to make up for that, even though Buffalo has a good matchup. So in the end, both you guys have a little bit of warts now. You guys will get your rosters straight for the playoffs, but I think Aaron wins this one.
Yep. I mean, if he doesn't win this one, it gets interesting, because if I can sneak 2 points out of this week, potentially could be looking at the bye, because I got a pretty easy road after this. And right. I think Rossett's got Aaron in that last week, and who knows what could happen.
Exactly. And that's why I say, as long as any of the teams in playoffs don't shit the bed, they're going to get one victory point. They should get one victory point.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like we already talked about Joey and Daniel having, you know, higher projections, and they put together a pretty decent squad. You know, it'd be interesting if one of those guys can steal a victory point just to play teaser. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's wide open in both ours, in my division too. You know, it all does is take one, and it's happened before, where even if you have a projected high score, you can shit the bed, and you know, weird shit has happened. So, the last matchup we can talk about is the first place, second place matchup in Highman's division. You want to give your thoughts on that one?
Oh man. I wish I could watch this live. You know, can we get this on the big screen? This is going to be great. This is definitely the matchup of the week. I mean, it is whatever projections say, this looks like a toss-up to me. You don't know what Josh Allen's going to do from 1 week to the next. You don't know what Mostert's going to do this week.
Does he even start Mostert? Now he doesn't even need to.
I know.
It's crazy. He's got some decisions to make for sure.
Yeah, you know. I don't like the two running backs he picked up personally. But you know, obviously they're forces if they come out and play. I'm going to go KG on this one. I just like his matchups. I like his players. Just a solid squad. Solid.
It's crazy because Costa's only going with one quarterback.
Yeah. And it still looks good.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Now that I'm thinking about it, like Costa spent all of his money, it's $40 on two players.
Damn, he didn't even get a quarterback. Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, and there's plenty of quarterbacks to be had out there.
Yeah.
Not really plenty, but there was two.
Yeah.
Now there's one, and he's hurt. It doesn't matter because Costa couldn't pick up anyone. But Herbert can do some heavy lifting on his own. He's got the perfect candidate lineup though to have like a bust week where like these guys like.
Sure.
Yeah, they're good players, but like you can see them having quiet weeks. Like DeAndre Swift, like against the Chiefs, we talked about the Chiefs defense. Cook against the Jets, that's a good defense. Kenneth Walker has been kind of slowed down his pace because he was scoring touchdowns at a ridiculous pace early on in the year. He hasn't scored since week six.
Yeah.
So it's it'll be interesting. I don't know. I feel like Mitchell might figure out another way.
I feel like I would put in Pacheco somewhere in this. But
Eagles can't stop the pass. Eagles can have a good run defense though.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, that's when Andy Reid comes into play, where he figures out, you know, pass, run, Pacheco, touchdown.
I think you're going to see
run, so it works.
I think you're going to see KC run the ball a lot down the stretch.
Yeah, they're not going to want the the Eagles. That's why they're such a good defensive team, because they keep the other teams.
Because
Mahomes can go get you three plays and get you 10 yards. Like, he's good. He's great at that. Keeps the other team off the field.
Yep.
Fantastic.
So you're going Mito. You're saying Mito's going to pull this out, or?
I think Mito. I mean, right now he's projected lower, but he doesn't have a kicker in there. And like I mentioned before, this guy's got the Midas touch. He'll pick up the lowest ranked kicker and he'll kick him 7 field goals.
I told KG I got quarterbacks to spare. If he wants one, come at me. Give me something.
Yeah, you guys can still make a deal.
Let's go. We don't need draft dollars, baby. We could do it old school.
Just a straight up.
Yeah.
You got. Yeah, I mean.
No lube needed.
He.
Sorry.
I wonder if he's probably listening to Breakdown of All the Trades. I don't know. That's awesome. I'm jealous of Grant and E's interest in fantasies. I got Cooper into, he's doing Survivor this year. I got Cooper and Shaw into Survivor, and Cooper's still alive.
All right.
There's 150 people in it, and there's 22 left. I gave him the schedule this week, and he looked at it, and he's like, too bad I can't take the Lions because they're going to kick the Bears' ass. I'm like, he didn't say ass, but he said they're going to kill the Bears. And he's like, there's not really any good ones. So he's starting to figure out, about football. I love it.
This is where it gets interesting.
Yep. All right, man. Well, my experiment failed. Nobody commented at all.
Well,
what are you going to do?
I don't know.
I will button up this episode a lot better than Aaron does.
Come on. Let's hear it.
No, I meant button up as far as like, can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Wait, did you go somewhere? Okay. All that stuff. I was listening to the last episode on the plane and I was just like looking around like, what is going on right now? Like what?
There's always
problems. You know what? So last year when I was doing it, I didn't use just this. I used, how they used to always make fun of Skype.
Yeah.
I would use Skype and then I would edit it out and I would use a different program for that. But now with this app, and I don't know if it was available or I just didn't use it last year. Like, it's easy to just like cut out the first 30 seconds of you not knowing how to use a microphone.
Oh,
Aaron. Nice. Aaron, I love you. I really, 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 really enjoy being a listener. I look forward to hearing about our league and how my team is doing and how the league's shaping up and hearing you knuckleheads talk about what kind of – oh, yeah, I had a poll for you, Costa – or not Costa, Maddie. Rank these three toothpastes in order that you like. You ready?
I'm ready.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to fucking do that. Sorry, Aaron. I love the effort, but you've just been swinging and missing with your stuff.
He tries, though. He tries.
He does. I do. I appreciate the effort. And I'm looking forward to listening to your comeback episode next week after your trip to Vegas.
Yeah, we're only imposters here, okay? You are the guy. You guys are the guys, I should say. AK and KG. AKG. Yeah, AKG.
They rock. They rocked out. All right, cool, man. Enjoy your last nice weather weekend of the year.
We'll try.
For the next 6 months.
We'll try.
And we'll see you in the playoffs. Maybe meeting in the championship. How about that?
I like it. Bye.
Bye. How do you end this thing?
Press. All right,
see you, man.
Later.
Yeah. It actually says finish recording this week.
Bye.